Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good day. Just want to take you through now and run through what I'm seeing in the market at the moment, because we have got a bit of red. Gone are the days, well, recently anyway, of, you know, 10-15% moves every single day. It's eased back up from where we were back in December, and it's requiring a little bit more tactful thinking. Of course, trading, you know, back then it was just a matter of jump on something, just make sure you're long, and we would be fine. Now, what's actually happening now is that we're needing to be a little bit more nimble, think things through a little bit more, and be open to the fact that, you know, we may move higher and we may move lower. The people out there in the markets right now that are just overly optimistic all the time, well, it's dangerous. Now, I'm overly optimistic for sure for the entire sector, for the entire market, for the entire blockchain space. Absolutely, overwhelmingly bullish for the technology. But one thing I can tell you guys is that just because the technology and the market has a long way to go, it doesn't mean it's instantly going to see that in the price moving. Now, in this space, we all know very, very well at this moment that you know, we might have something positive coming out, you know, from the technology side of things. It might be a new part of the roadmap ticked off, that there might be something positive that has happened, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the price will move. Also, there are some amazing projects out there that are completely under the radar that are already signing up clients and they're transacting. They're actually doing business using the blockchain and their business model. And not many people know about that. So there's massively undervalued companies and massively overvalued companies. The technology is definitely going to be sticking around, but it's about working out when the prices are going to move. Now, if you're a long-term investor and that's all you do, then yep, all you need to do is research good projects, buy and hold, and just wait. That's what an investor typically does. If you're a trader, however, you've got to think like a trader. But some people think that they're an investor and they're actually a trader. Or they think that they're a trader and they're actually an investor. So right now, we need to be aware that markets will move higher, markets will move lower. How they move is up to them. However the price moves is however the price moves. Whenever the buyers are there, they're there. Whenever the sellers are there, they're there. As a trader or as somebody in this space who, you know, carves out a living on the markets, I need to be able to go long and short. Now, yesterday in my market view videos, and look, just a heads up, by the way, everybody here can get free access to market view for a month. Just jump across to the website. If you have any issues, just get in contact with a member of the team, however you can. So there's a bunch of ways to do that through the chat and whatnot. But if you jump across to tradercobb.com, and you want to have a look at what's inside of the members area, you'll get daily videos, 6 days a week. You'll get the Journey of the Apprentice series, so learning from the guys that I'm working with very closely. You'll also get different trade calls that I put out as far as heads-up calls. I'm not a signal service, as you gathered from yesterday's show, but you'll get a whole bunch of content there. And we're just giving it away for free for a month because we're so certain that you're going to love it, you'll probably stay on. It's as simple as that, really, guys. We're letting you have a look inside of the members area for nothing. So go to tradercobb.com and you can get access to that. But what I did yesterday was I broke down Bitcoin Cash, because I think that was a really important one to be looking at. And you know, just sort of as a hedge, it's a great hedge. The video I did yesterday on that, I think it's really crucial for anybody who's looking to understand how to short or how to hedge their portfolio. So get across there and have a look. But I mean, look, bottom line is this: right now we've got Bitcoin down nearly at 2%. It's a small bearish candle right there in that sell zone. It's that scenario that I talked about. You know, we are in fact in a downtrend and the price has pulled back into that cradle zone. So far it's playing out the way that it should do if I was to find a really good short. Now, I'm not going to short Bitcoin just yet because 8,000 is a head and 8,000 is a round number, and there's also some support there. I can't get my one-to-one before that level. But what I am looking at is across the market for other opportunities, potentially for shorts on trends that have already established themselves as strong. Bitcoin Cash is one of those. As a matter of fact, price came back up and retested $1,300 and has since sold off. Now, the candle isn't massive. It's not small. It's not massive. But there is a candle right there in that cradle zone, that area that I look to trade from. And with Bitcoin Cash being such a great hedging token, from my point of view, if the market falls, I think Bitcoin Cash tends to go pretty hard. It's already in an established downtrend. It is definitely something that I am going to be considering as soon as I complete this podcast, really, to jump across and see if it's worthwhile, looking to raise an order if that candle closes. But it comes back once again, guys, to the ability to move. If you're a long-only investment manager right now in your portfolio, that's absolutely fine. But, you know, don't freak out if we go lower and your portfolio has a bit of a hit. You felt it this year. I mean, it keeps on happening. But if you're a trader, then we're starting to get some direction starting to show itself, guys. If Bitcoin goes down, if this bearish candle sets up today and closes, and we break the low of that bearish candle, that's one scenario, right? That would be, for me, a bearish-looking market. The catalyst, however, for a collapse, or maybe not a collapse, that's probably a bit too strong. The catalyst for a move lower, however, is if we can get below 8,000. If I can find trades, if we break down through 8,000, pullbacks to 8,000 would be what I'm looking for there. Now, from my point of view, it's really, really important to understand that. If we get down through 8,000, I'm hoping that I've got a short on maybe Bitcoin Cash or something else that's already set up. Because if I'm already short and we break down through 8,000 on Bitcoin, then whatever trade I have got will probably have already been in profit and beyond my one-to-one, therefore minimizing my risk on the trade by scaling out. But I'm going to be prepared. I can see what's starting to evolve. I can see step by step each of the little strategy checklists starting to set themselves up. It's starting to look like we may move lower now. As I say, we've got to break the low of those bearish candles and then Bitcoin's got to break 8,000. But we're starting to see more bearish signs on the daily chart, i.e. we are in a downtrend, we are back in the cradle zone, we have a small red candle in that cradle zone on the daily. Be ready, guys. Be prepared. Understand that markets can and will move higher, they can and will move lower. Just because somebody says that 8,000 is the floor doesn't make it the floor. This is a market just like any other market in the world, guys. There are a lot of participants here. There is not one central force that decides. It's a marketplace. You've got to be able to move around the marketplace, understanding your environment, being able to work within the ecosystem that is cryptocurrency. I'm a trader. I'm seeing opportunities to the short side. And if I find a good trade, that's what I'm going to be doing. Guys, have a fantastic day. And don't forget, you've got a free month on MarketView. All you got to do is go to tradercob.com. You'll see a little pop-up. If you click on subscriptions, it should pop up. We don't bombard you with pop-ups, so we've taken it. Now, it won't come every single time. The first time, jump on. Otherwise, if you need some help, just drop us a little message in the chat box and we'll take care of setting you up for that. Guys, have a fantastic day. And don't forget to think long and short. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.